702.
World of Work.
I want us to talk about management today on our World of Work. How do you handle a new management role? So if you're a manager, I'd like to hear how your experience has been. How has it been for you? Is it tough? Or maybe you came into a new environment as a manager, which I would imagine is even more tricky when you, some people will think, this person was just parachuted into this position. Why did they not get someone from Prime Media to be a manager? Why did they get somebody from another company? I imagine that's even more tricky. What's been your experience? Look, stepping into a leadership position for the first time can be daunting, right? You're going from focusing primarily on your own work's quality to overseeing an entire team's output, and that can be overwhelming. But when you are effectively leading your team and you're experiencing success, it can be extremely rewarding. So how do you establish yourself as a new manager? How do you grow and develop as a manager? And if you remember the time you started off as a manager, I want you to share your experiences with us. How have you established yourself in that managerial role? Let's give some new managers some tips. 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. Leila Esop is people bot at NAS Consulting International. Leila is going to guide us through this conversation. Thanks for making time for us, Leila. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you making time for us. So let's just start perhaps with what are the first things to be aware of when you're stepping into a managerial role for the first time?
I think the most important thing is to prepare yourself for the change, and that requires a fair amount of adjustment of both your mindset and your behavior. And as you so rightly said, you go from being accountable or responsible for your own work, and now you've got an entire team that you're accountable for. And I think the stress there is on the words responsible and accountable. You know, you no longer have someone to back you up or to take the fall. You are not responsible for everybody's. So that requires quite a change in it. The thing is just to be prepared for your role, exactly what the role entails, what is required of you, what the expectations are, and clarify any uncertainty before you sign the paper. I think everybody gets really excited when you hear I'm getting promoted or I've got a new position as a manager, and you know, the salary looks exciting and the job title looks exciting, but we don't necessarily understand exactly what that role entails.
Yeah. So is it more tricky when you are coming into a new environment? Like, in other words, you know, here at Prime Media, you know, somebody from another company comes and they're made a manager, and the manager was not found from within the organization already. Does it become, you know, tougher when you are coming into a new environment and starting from a managerial role? Because you may have people who feel, we don't even know who you are. You know, who do you think you are? Who's going to come? And because it's going to be difficult for you to assert yourself and assert your authority.
Absolutely. I think it's equally tricky because you go from being a colleague and a friend to now becoming a manager, which is equally tricky. And I think the important things to remember is just listen, you know, listen to what people are saying and what they're feeling, and have open, honest conversations, encourage feedback from them. But build relationships. And, you know, my dad once said to me, these are your colleagues, not your friends. And so that's important to remember, is that this is a business relationship with a business outcome. And so, you know, as much as you'd like to win their favor and get them to trust you, trust is something that is built over time. So give yourself time, be kind to yourself, reflect a lot and look back on the day and say, how did today go? What could I have done differently? What am I going to start doing and stop doing? And yeah, I think just be kind to yourself and know upfront that this is going to happen, that people are not going to like you. People are going to try and do everything to throw you under the bus and prove that you're not competent to be in the role that you're in.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned the listening part, because often you've got managers who come in and they think they know better than everybody else. And yes, they may in some instances know better. I mean, that's why they've been elected. I mean, they've been appointed to those managerial positions. But it doesn't help to come in and have a team and you are not listening because you think, I'm here to lead. I'm here to give instructions. I don't care what anybody else thinks. So I'm glad you're mentioning that they have to come and listen. And I find sometimes that that's what's missing. People come into a role as a manager and they already want to implement changes, but you don't even know how that company operates. You don't know what the company culture is. You don't know what some of your team members have been working on. So how important is it to dedicate as much time as possible to just listen and hear people before you come and start instructing and come up with plans on how things are going to be done going forward?
I go as far as saying the first 3 months are your learning time. And during the first 3 months, you just observe and you learn and you see how things are done and how decisions are made and what the leadership style is and learn the organization and then start implementing changes. The first 3 months is for you. To learn the job, to learn the people, and then to start implementing changes after that. Because if you change anything before then, you're going to step on toes.
Yeah. What about, because you said you're not there to make friends. Managers often want to be liked, right? No manager wants to be a Godzilla, so to speak. But how do you then... how do you balance it? Because yes, on the one hand, you don't want to be too over familiar and be, you know, friendly with your subordinates, but at the same time, you don't want to be this evil boss who doesn't even smile or doesn't even have chats and, you know, laughs or cracks jokes with their team members. You want to be a holistic team. So how do you balance the two?
So the balancing act comes in, and again, I go back to the 3 months, is during the first 3 months, let people see who you are and why you're qualified to be there. So tell them about where you studied, tell them about where you worked, tell them about your successes. And it's not about bragging. It's about having open, honest conversations and saying, so where did you study? What did you do? Getting to know them and allowing them to get to know you, not on a personal level, but on a professional level. After that, once everybody is comfortable with the fact that, you know what, this person really deserves to be here, then you can start getting a little bit more comfortable, but not to the point of them coming over on weekends and things like that, because that's crossing the line.
Yeah.
Because then it makes it impossible for you to try and manage somebody that you're spending every weekend with, or that you're sitting at the booth on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to some calls now on 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. How do you handle a new management role? Are you a manager? How has it been for you? What are the most challenging things about being a manager? What are the most exciting things about being a manager? And if you maybe have been a manager for a number of years now, what tips do you have for new managers? Mpo, you're calling us from Pretoria. Good morning.
Morning, Clement. How's it?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Good. Great, man. Yeah. I just wanted to reflect on something that I think, new managers need to be aware of when they start in their new role as managers, as leaders. I found myself, I used to work in IT some years ago, and I started off as a IT help desk technician. And then I got promoted to being the IT infrastructure manager. And my biggest problem was delegation, and I could not, let go. And that came with a huge price, because at the end of the day, I burned out because I was taking everything on my shoulders and not understanding, you know, why is the workload not going away, but because I was not delegating. And I learned that later on when I started, you know, talking to other managers who have been in the business and in the industry. And they said, you need to delegate as much as it's difficult. You need to take that responsibility, give it to other people, and then set some key performance indexes on that so that you can see their growth. And it's also fair or it's unfair to your subordinates if you don't delegate, because you don't give them the chance to grow at all. So that's my advice.
Oh wow, that's an incredible advice, Dimpo. Thank you so much for calling. That is such good advice, Leila, isn't it? Because sometimes as a manager, you think the buck stops with me, so I'm just going to do everything else, because at the end of the day, I'm the one that has to answer to the top management. But as Dimpo says, one, you are overwhelming yourself. That's not healthy for you. But two, you are depriving your team members of an opportunity to grow.
Absolutely. So with new managers, that it really is a common mistake, the failure to delegate. But there's also delegating the wrong tasks. So it's delegating the stuff I don't want to do, but keeping the stuff that I want credit for. So you got to be careful of that, because you are going to end up holding on to everything because of control. And you're not going to empower your team. As a manager, you are only as strong as your team. And as an individual, you are responsible for your manager's success. So I think that's, you know, the mindset shift again that needs to happen. Some of the other common mistakes that new managers make is micromanaging. So I'll delegate the task, but then I'll be over your shoulder micromanaging you the entire time. And that just shows me that you don't trust me. Is that you can't, when you delegate a task, you've got to let it go and trust that the people that are doing the task are going to do it to the best of their ability. Your job as a manager is to oversee it and make sure that it's being done, but without micromanaging. So it's about finding that balance, a healthy balance between the two. You can't leave it and expect it to be done. You've got to check in, but at the same time, you can't be checking in all the time.
Absolutely.
Morning, Clement.
So,
yay, Clement, it's Papa here from Linesia, man. Hey, as if you read my mind, man. I'm in that situation. A new manager just came in. He doesn't want to listen to me. He just want to implement what he knew from another company. And then I tried to tell him that, man, you must learn the culture of this company, not the company that you're coming from. Hey, man, I wish he's listening. Ish, I want was a clerk at Clement. Thank you, Prof, for the topic.
Well, thank you very much. Leila, you wanted to say something there. Maybe finish your thought and also respond to. Can I just say, though, that there's also this phenomena that this behavior of when there are new managers that come in, sometimes, and it's not all the time, sometimes there are employees who don't just recognize them. They refuse it because, one, that's them demonstrating their unhappiness to management, that you've just brought in someone here and put them here as our manager. Why didn't you pick someone from our team or someone within the company already? So I find that sometimes we have attitude towards new managers because we think they're undeserving. We think they don't know better because we know better because we've been with the company for 10 years and this manager has just joined the company now. Or even worse, the manager who's much younger than the team that they lead, where you think because you are 45 and your manager is 32, then she understands or he understands or they understand nothing about that job. And I suppose it's even worse when it's a female. So I think sometimes you also need to reflect. I'm not saying this is the case with this listener. I'm just saying it's reminding me of some behaviors that I've also picked up where people are just snacks towards a new manager because not because the manager is not capable, but because they feel a manager should have come from the team that already exists within the company. Leila?
So I think with that, you need to, or the employees need to ask themselves, am I upset because it wasn't me? Or am I upset because this person is from the outside? If whatever the answer is, okay, what am I going to do about it? So I can sabotage this and the entire department goes down and none of us have jobs. Or I can get over myself and I can move forward and start working with this person because this person's here to stay. And if I'm going to make his life difficult, he's going to make things very difficult for the rest of us.
Yeah.
So it's about being mature about your outcome. It's also about reflecting and saying, well, what can I learn and what can I do differently so that the next time that there's an opportunity like this, I am considered? Because in the heat of the moment when you're upset about a new manager, yes, you'll act out and you'll do all of those things. But people are watching.
Exactly.
And those are not good characteristics of a good employee or a good manager.
Mm.
And so you've got to ask yourself, you know what? Am I going to sulk about this or am I going to get over myself, start working, working well and effectively with this new manager? It's entirely up to you.
Absolutely.
And I think as a manager, you've got to have those conversations as well and say, I know that there's animosity. I know that you're unhappy about this, but what are we going to do and how are we going to move forward? Because we can't change anything that's happened. So how are we going to move forward with the situation?
Yeah. It's 23 after 11 o'clock. We'll come back with more calls and WhatsApps. Patricia in Acadia, I see you. I'll start with your call.
702. World of Work.
It's 27 minutes after 11 o'clock. Tips for new managers. Please, if you've been in the game for far too long, give us some tips. Maybe you're a new manager that just wants to share your own experiences with us. Feel free to do that. Patricia in Acadia, let's start with you. Good morning.
Morning, Clement, and your guest.
It's Ada.
Yes, I wish this conversation can be on a podcast because you are just like describing my life. I've been with the same company for around 15 years, and when the post of a manager came, it was just obvious that the post has to be mine. Even my colleagues said we want somebody within so that there can be continuity. And we don't want somebody that we can teach our work and then that person manages us. I was given a post and I was expecting that the teamwork and the laughing, the friendship will continue. But it turned out to be a very chaotic work environment. My job, it opened a lot of doors for me traveling abroad. That friendship was not there. The meetings were chaotic, like a screening match.
Sure.
Colleagues not taking any work, and I found that I'm doing everything by myself. I had around five people, but I found that they are even refusing to take instruction. I've been thrown under the bus most of the time and being questioned, and my competence also being questioned. So my biggest challenge was removing ourselves from the deep friendship that we had and being me, being their manager and not separating the two as their manager and also the friendship part. Because we used to discuss a lot of like deep personal things, and it was
you've got to build
better, but it's yet there.
Yeah, that space is going to be important, Patricia, and unfortunately that's the price sometimes you've got to pay as a manager. You sometimes it's impossible to be an effective manager and still maintain those close personal relationships. And by the way, the podcast will be available as soon as the show is done. So find it on our Prime Media Plus app or just Google the Clement Magnatella Show, New Management Role, and forward it to all of those people that are not supporting you there at work. They must listen and learn. Michael in Soweto, good morning.
Ah, Mr. Clement, how are you?
Hey, Tara, I'm good, man. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, man, for this lovely topic. No, you know what? Now I've just discovered something. So one of the things that we need to distinguish, it is because of maybe one needs to distinguish why are they wanting to be managers.
Mm.
Number one, is it because of the salary increase, or maybe you want to make an impact into people's life?
Yeah.
But it's also, it is difficult to come in a room whereby you have people who are long been into this industry, or maybe being in a company, now you are given this an opportunity. So that will also put you at a difficult position whereby you have people who are grumpy, not because of they want to be managers, but however, because of their salaries, they will want to be promoted to anything else, including being a manager. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So the only thing now I normally do, it is to make sure that I lead more than being a manager. But where it's needed, you need to apply being a manager. Being a manager means that you need to follow the rules and the regulations that are given to you by the company.
Yeah. Michael, in Soweto, thank you. I think we must do a follow-up conversation on this. Maybe do a chat about management and friendships. Because those are tricky, my friends. Those are very, very, very tricky. Leila Esop, thank you so much for making time for us. She's a people bot at NAS Consulting and International. You've been great.